Father Cristino, President Trump, I want your reaction to this. Janelle and I were in the kitchen. I just happened to look at my phone a couple days ago when this happened, and I saw the headlines, and it was jarring. Mm-hmm. It was really disturbing to see that there was an attempted assassination on his life. I want your reaction to this, and how did you find out?
Well, I was preparing to celebrate the Saturday evening anticipated mass, and I just pressed the button on my phone to see what the time was. And when I did, I had noticed someone sent me a text that says, "Did you see the news?" All these question marks. And I should have been preparing for mass, but I was too intrigued by that text. So I quickly opened up my phone to see what happened. And then I saw the headline. And yeah, of course, it's shocking. This sort of thing happens routinely all the time, all around the world. But I think when it happens a little closer to home, it's shocking all the more.
Yes.
And in this case, what at first seemed to me a bit ambiguous, like it wasn't clear what actually happened. Like, did someone actually try and kill him, or it looked like his ear was bleeding. So I thought, did he just get hit with like a BB gun or something? Like, I didn't know how seriously to take it, and I had to go say mass. So I prayed for the former president. I prayed for the United States. I have lots of friends in America, and I just hoped that peace and civility could come over that land. And then only afterwards did I see, no, this was much more serious, and there are more serious questions that I think it now raises, especially around all of what was leading up to that taking place. And even commenting on it now, my mind goes towards the thought that there might be some people who will say, "Oh gosh, I hope Father Cristino isn't a Trump supporter," as if to suggest that commenting on the atrocity of someone having an attempt against their life was somehow inappropriate. Like I think I'm starting to hear some quarters this come out. "Well, you know, he kind of had it coming to him. And are you surprised that someone like him would have this happen to him?" As I start to hear that way of speaking, I think that just tells you more about where we are at as a culture, as a civilization, than whether or not we're actually talking about an attempt against a person's life.
Mm-hmm. It's a really disregard to the person, a person's dignity. Mm-hmm. First of all, in case people are not sure, we're Canadians.
Right.
Commenting on something that happened in another country. But people who might be from the United States watching this have to realize that what happens in the United States is very much, we feel it here. Uh-huh. I think about 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
It happened on U.S. soil, but every Canadian knows where they were when 9/11 happened. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. It's like when the elephant moves, the little mouse feels it here. And up north, that's how it is. And so even though it happens, this happened in another country, we feel that that pain, even though it's not our nation. Mm-hmm. So when you look at this, what does this say about the wider culture, or does it say anything? It's just, or can there be a comment on this?
Well, I think it boils down to the question of what motivates something like this. Was this just a mentally ill person who did something really bad? Can we just chalk it up to that? Was this a person who intensely hated Donald Trump, to the point where he wanted to be responsible for taking him out? And now we can say that he was within centimeters of doing so. So if you don't know what motivates the person, you can't really understand where this is coming from. I have to say that I was a bit disturbed when President Biden came out and made his comment, in which he said, and I completely agree with him, "This act of senseless violence must be," whatever was the word he used, something along the lines of, "it has to be denounced by all people." He's right. Absolutely has to be. But then it makes you ask the question, do we only denounce attempted assassinations? What other kinds of assassinations are there? And the assassination of a people's character, I think, is something that we'd pay no regard to at all anymore. You can say anything you want about or against anyone, and it be very widespread in public and on social media in an instant. And to imagine that that has no consequences whatsoever, but the moment that someone you have been callously denouncing and insulting and calling names, someone tries to shoot them, well, now that's a bridge too far. Well, I would agree. Trying to shoot a person is always a bridge too far. But are you innocent of that man's blood? Like, to what extent are we participating in just a general culture of vitriol and denunciation? Have we lost the capacity to just disagree with each other? The name calling and the petty insults that come from all directions. And Donald Trump is guilty of those as well. I'm not suggesting he is exclusively the victim of public denunciations. But people have called him a Nazi. They say he is the new Hitler. People who have a serious platform and are being published in reputable newspapers and magazines are really propping him up as being the incarnation of an evil person. They are suggesting that if Donald Trump were to be elected, democracy would be over. I can't understand that. Democracy elected him. Isn't that what a democracy does? Is it make some people have a leader that they didn't want? That's the definition of democracy. To suggest that if this person gets elected, democracy is over, but not if this person gets elected. The way that we're talking about each other is a form of assassination that is not being taken seriously. And the implications of going on and on and on and on like that, I believe, are what result in the eventual behavior that we've seen now take place. Don't get all shocked about that now if you've not been shocked about everything that's led up to it. And I think that's more what needs to be examined at this time. When they say, okay, let's cool down the rhetoric. It's time to cool down the rhetoric. Why? Because someone got shot? No, it's time to cool down the rhetoric because it is evil, because it is unhelpful, because it does not serve the common good. And if you can't acknowledge those as being the reasons why to cool down the rhetoric, you've missed the point.
It seems to me that this is also connected to the loss of being able to see the person before us. Mm-hmm. Like, what is a person? Who is a person? Instead, we just see an idea.
Right.
Or a thing within our culture. Recently, I was speaking at a conference, and person on stage was talking about theology of the body and say, you know, when we look at a sunset, it takes our breath away. We go, wow, but how much more precious a person is than a sunset, who's made in the image and likeness of God. And no matter what side of the spectrum one falls on politically, they're still more beautiful than a sunset.
Yes.
And this is one of the nasty things about being online and within our culture. It's just we've forgotten the dignity of the person.
Mm-hmm. And I think we've lost the capacity to just have constructive or critical conversation. There's nothing wrong with publicly saying, I think so-and-so is wrong, or I think so-and-so has misspoken, or I think that if their ideas were to be brought to fruition, it would be harmful. That's just an opinion. I'm allowed to say that. That doesn't mean that I think you're harmful, that I think you are a problem. I can respect you and not agree with your idea. And it goes in either direction. People become defensive that if you don't agree with my ideas, you reject me, that you have insulted me. Or on the other side, that if I am claiming to only reject your idea, I can't actually mean that. That it's an underhanded way of actually rejecting the person. And I don't know how you can have a conversation if that's the case. You know, one of the last times that we chatted, we had a conversation that another person online had a very strong reaction against and denounced us both and characterized us in a way that I happen to know is not true about me, because I know me and this other person doesn't know me. But where was the conversation? Maybe it would have been more productive for that person to have listened to our conversation, thought this was way out to lunch, called us up and asked, could the three of us have a conversation? Let's talk about this. I think you're wrong on the following points. And then we talk about it. Where is that happening? I don't know. Unfortunately, as I've said before, I don't mean to criticize this platform and then this medium, but it's very easy now to just spew out your thoughts, put them online, and you have to like them. And if you don't, then you are insulting me. Then you are rejecting me. But there's no capacity there for dialogue. So either this has to open the way to a conversation, or there's just talking heads and no one's listening and nothing will ever be accomplished.
So as you look at the events that have transpired with the attempted assassination on Donald Trump, what do you fear will happen as a result of this?
I think what I feared immediately, I'm already starting to see happen. First, that they'll still spin it around back on him. That, well, this is actually his fault, that he kind of had this coming, that we don't want to say this, but what we mean is he deserves it. That patent disregard for the dignity of a human being. So that, I think, is already starting to happen. Then I think what will be spun out next will be the suggestion that he might even be responsible for orchestrating it, and that this was all a ploy to make him come out looking like this strong hero, and that this is exactly the kind of behavior we would expect from Donald Trump. And so why are we surprised that this has happened? And it's just another reason to denounce him. The denunciations have to stop. Disagreements are fine. Denunciations have to stop. And the hyperbole, just making something out to be the worst possible thing you can imagine. I disagree with you, so you're Adolf Hitler. What? I'm sorry, I don't see the correlation. How do you arrive at that conclusion? No one will take you seriously. No one can be taken seriously when they speak like that. But people who are supposed to be taken seriously, like leaders in media, are speaking like that. And so it undermines our institutions. The media is supposed to be an institution that holds all the other institutions in check. Part of why all of this has become so popular, why just listening to some random person with a camera on YouTube has become so popular, is because people don't take mainstream media seriously anymore. They have undermined their credibility. And so then they just look to someone else's opinion. And whose opinion do you like? Whoever has your opinion. And then we just get deeper and deeper entrenched in only hearing our own opinions. And we become incapable of exposing ourselves to hearing things that we don't like, that we don't agree with, and being confronted by them so that I can be challenged to formulate a response, or, God forbid, maybe admit, I don't think my opinion is correct. Maybe I need to adjust my opinion. But I don't know that we're heading more in that direction. Unfortunately, the events surrounding what's just happened to Donald Trump, I think, suggest that it's just going to be more of the same. He survived, and that's obviously an objective blessing. that doesn't mean that the attempted assassinations are going to stop, even if there aren't bullets flying through the air. And I think that's the real tragedy.
Thanks for your thoughts.